Good morning and welcome to Truth Talk. It could be also good evening. It could be good afternoon. So wherever you are, whatever time it is that you are clicking into this, I say you are welcome and thank you for joining this morning. Thank you. The Lord bless you. So this is Truth Talk, the place where we share God's word in practical ways to strengthen, encourage, and guide you on your own journey so you live and enjoy your life. Many people are living their lives but really not enjoying. I believe that God's desire for us is to enjoy this life that He sent His Son to die for us for. I believe also that God's word, the basis for which we are doing all of this, I believe His word is powerful. And I am convinced beyond every doubt that God's word can deliver to you all those things you desire. Provision, protection, security for you, your family, a total sense of well-being, transformation, that's change, whether it's in your life, in the life of a loved one, in the lives of others. And His word can also empower you to touch other lives. I mean, what is life if you are not putting a smile on another person's face? Once again, this is Truth Talk. And my name is Ijeoma Anyanwu. Thank you again for joining in. So yesterday, we started talking about love. Since we are in this season of love around the world, everywhere there's love in the air. So we began to talk about love. What really is love? And we established yesterday that God is love. God is love. We also know that the reason that love is such a big deal is that we all want to be loved. We all want to feel loved. That's why we came up with the love languages, different ways that people feel loved. Some a touch, some words of affirmation, different ways that people feel loved, gifts, some is service. So there are different ways that people feel loved, and the summary of it all is that we all want to be loved, desire to be loved. The only problem with it is that we look for this love in the places where you will most likely not find them. Okay? And then sometimes we get so consumed with being loved that we put aside limits, barriers, we remove boundaries and expose ourselves to many things that at the end of the day, instead of, you know, us receiving the love that we so desire, we have actually exposed ourselves to a lot of pains. A lot of pains. And that is so important, especially in this season. You know, for some reason, I don't know who came about with the whole idea of, you know, this love season. But like I said, it's a good one. At least it's a time to help us as humans to remember that, hey, it's still good to love. Love is still important. And for this morning, yesterday, I started talking about God's love, the fact that God is love. And I want to continue that discussion this morning by saying you can get better love. You can get better love outside of God. You can get better love outside of God. So, it doesn't matter. No human can really love you the way you need to be loved. because God reserved that right for himself. I think he reserved that right for himself. The right to love you in a way that you will feel loved, you feel secured, you feel happy, you are at rest. And I'm here this morning to just remind you that you are loved by God. You are special. You are special to God, and he loves you. Hey, Aisha, it's good to see you this morning. It's been a while. God bless you. You know, it's important to know that you are loved by God. So loved by him that he sent his son to die for you. You know, we've been reading John chapter 13, and while I was going over the chapter again, I saw where the scripture talked about Judas. You know, Judas, for some of us who know, you know, Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples who later betrayed Jesus. So John chapter 13, it's just about what happened before, you know, this was the night before Jesus was betrayed, or the night before he was, you know, crucified. And good morning, my darling, you're welcome. I've been wondering what happened to you. Please, so keep following Aisha. We are in this together. Welcome. So Judas, one of the disciples of Jesus, and this was the night before the Passover when Jesus was supposed to be crucified, and he was with his disciples. And yesterday we read how the scripture says that he loved them to the very end. And if you continue to read that scripture, he displayed that love by, the Bible says, he stood up from where he was. They were sitting together, you know, and then he stood up, removed his outer garments, put a towel around him, and started washing the feet of the disciples. And when Peter saw that, Peter was a very interesting fellow. Peter was like, wash my feet. No, Lord, you can't wash my feet. No. And Jesus said to him, Peter, if I don't wash your feet, then you don't belong to me. And he was like, okay, don't only wash my feet, wash my feet, wash my hands, wash. And the Lord had to say to him, no, if you have had your bath, you don't need for someone to give you another wash, complete wash. It's your feet. And he did that for all of them. And then he went, sat down, put on his outerwear, and began to explain to them, you know what I just did for you. If I, your Lord, that you call Lord, Master, can wash your feet, I want you also to wash each other's feet. And by saying that, he was encouraging them, you know, to love themselves, to serve each other. And then in saying that, he, you know, reminded them that this evening something was going to happen. He was going to be betrayed, and they were all feeling sad. But you know what really touched me in that story? After saying that one of you would betray him, and they were all like, Lord, who is that? Who is that? Jesus took the bread, put it in the wine, and gave it to Judas. And Judas ate it. And then while he was giving him, he said to him, what you have to do, go and do. And the others thought that, okay, Judas is the one who holds the money back. Maybe there's something he needs to go and buy in preparation. You know, they didn't suspect anything. I read that and I was like, wow, this Jesus, we're talking about love. This Jesus, first of all, he just washed their feet. That means he also washed Judas's feet. And then second of all, he gave bread to this Judas that he knew was going to betray him. No wonder the Bible says in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 that God demonstrates his love towards us in that while we were sinners, another translation says, while we were godless, he sent his son to die for us. That's the love of God. That's why I say to you, you can't find this love anywhere. You can't. So even if you are wanting to be married, don't start thinking that you want to go into marriage because you are looking for love. You can't find that love even in marriage. Because like I said, that love God reserved for himself. Because he's the only one who can love you to that extent. I mean, look at Judas. Who does that? You know that this person is about to betray you. You washed his feet and then gave him bread to eat. And then even told him, like reminding him, letting him know that I know this is what you're going to do. Go and do it. But that's the extent of God's love, and tells us that even while we are fumbling, even while things, we are not doing things the way we need to be doing them, he continues to love us. Yesterday, the word says about his disciples, he says that he continued to love them to the end. To the end. He loved them to the very end. He never stopped loving. And that included Judas Iscariot. He says he loved them. He says, I read that verse 1. He says it was now just before the Passover feast. And Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and return to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the very end. And that includes Judas Iscariot. Loved him to the very end. To the very last minute, until he went out to betray Jesus, Jesus continued to love him. Tell me, who can love him like that? Who? Not this, I love you, I love you. But once things, you know, go wrong, there was a post my sister's, I saw my sister's page many years ago. It was during the same Valentine's season. So the first part of the post, you see this guy toasting this girl and showing her all manners of love. And then the next post, you see this girl with the pregnancy, and now she's chasing the guy. So the same person who was doing all this lovey-lovey, all of a sudden she's now pregnant. She's the one chasing him around, you know. And that's just it. That's just it. And sometimes that's the unfortunate thing that happens in this season that we call love, because the world does not know what true love is. The world, the love that the world can give is conditional love. If you do this for me, okay, I will love you. If you can do this for me, I will continue to love you. That's why the love of God in our hearts is different. That love goes beyond our human capacity. Because it's not even our love, it's not from us, it originates from God. Just like what we are seeing here, Jesus and Judas. You know, when I was reading that, I was like, you know, this word, no matter how you read it, you can never get. I was like, wow, he washed Judas. So Judas was one of those, his feet were one of those feet Jesus washed. And he sat there, and Jesus washed his feet, to tell you the heart of man. He knew what he wanted to do, and he still sat there with his conscience and allowed Jesus to wash his feet. And he still sat there and collected the bread and ate it. After that, he went out. But by this time, like the Bible said, the devil had taken over. But that's just amazing. One, the extent of God's love. And I say to you today, one, you can't find this love anywhere. Again, I keep saying that. Because all of us were those young ladies too who was looking for love. I too, even though when I gave my life to Christ, I really felt loved by God. But then when I saw others getting married, at a point I was now like, ah, God, I too want to be loved. I want to be loved. Oh God, I want to be loved. I think I've told this story before. But it was very instructive. I said, okay, all my mates are getting married. And I was young. How old was I? I think I was like 20, 21 by this time. But then I saw that young ladies getting married where I was. I had just come to the faith not too long ago. And I too was now like, I want to be loved. But meanwhile, when I gave my life to Christ, I felt loved. I felt a deep sense of security. But that's what happens sometimes when you are looking at everybody else. You can get confused. If you are not looking at the right things and you are not looking in the right place and from the right perspective. And so I was not like, God, I want to feel loved. I want to feel loved. And then I was reading the Bible one day, you know, and I was reading about the children of Israel asking God for a king and how the Lord felt about it. How sad he felt. you know. And even Samuel was sad. Samuel was, this thing people are asking for. God has been your king. He has been doing all of this for you. You know, defeating nations and all of that. They say, we have seen all of that, but we want to be like others. We want to have king like others. That's what some of us are saying. Marriage is good, and I'm not saying it's bad, but let's not go into marriage because we want to be like others. And this one is married too, so I need to be married. And this one is married too, I need to be married. Without thinking about, am I ready right now? Is it the season? Is it the time? Because everything, like we, you know, looked at last week, there's a time and a season for every activity. Is it time right now? Am I ready for that commitment? Am I ready? And the person I'm considering, is it going in the direction that I want to see myself going? Or that I see myself going in at the moment? Or am I just stepping in because everybody wants is married, or everybody expect everybody my age to be married, and people expect me to be married? Let's not allow ourselves to be pushed by that. That's what happened to me in that instant. I became so consumed with that thought. I want to be married. And so when I was reading that morning, my heart was gripped as I saw God's response. Like God was sad, like saying, some people are rejecting me. I've been your king, I've been guiding you, and all of this, and all of it, and all of a sudden, you don't want me again. You want to be like others. You don't want my love again. My love is not enough. My provision, supernatural provision, is not enough. My supernatural protection is not enough. You feel that a man can give you more than I can give you. God, someone was sad, and the Lord said to him, Samuel, you don't need to be sad. You are not the one they are rejecting. It's me. And he struck me. And I had the Lord say to me, so, Ijoma, is it that my love is not enough for you? I was like, no. You know that things you are doing, you don't know. Thank God for the word. That's why I say to any young lady, look, love God. Give your heart to God. It doesn't matter where you are. And follow him with everything, with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your everything. You can never regret it. Never. I was just 19, barely 20, or 21. I couldn't have been living up to 21 at that time. So when my eyes opened to this, I said, no, Lord, you love me. No, I don't want to replace your love with man's love. And that's when I stopped praying that prayer. That's when I came back to my reality. God loves me. So even if I want to get married, it's not because I'm looking for love. He loves me. And I can say, even as a married woman, I know the love of God takes you even through marriage, into marriage, through marriage, into parenting. There is no substitute for God's love. Look at Judas again. That's the way he loves. And that's also even why we are doing things that are not good. Imagine, the Bible says, while we're ungodly, not even thinking about him, he sent his son. This was Judas. And some of us, even when we know him, we are following him, we are still into things that we know in our hearts, in our consciences, this is not right. But God continues to love us. He doesn't like what you are doing, of course. But he doesn't stop like Judas. He said to the end. Judas was still there to the end. And Christ was still loving them, washing his feet from the one. Come and bring your feet. In fact, the Lord will fling you and your you know, in our time now, hand of God, somebody want to betray. In fact, that night, that will be the sermon. Do you think you can betray me? It has been revealed to me. I want you to know that, you know. But Jesus said nothing. The others did not even know. What manner of man is this Jesus? What manner of God is he? But that's the height of his love. So any Christianity that is not talking about this love, it's not the Christianity that Jesus, it's not what Jesus came to give us. If it's not talking about this love that goes deeper than who we are and what we do. Then it can be this love that Christ came to give us. And that's why, talking about marriage, like the story has said, life is in times and seasons. If you are sensing that time, please don't go for a man because I want to be married like others. Don't go for a man because he has this or he has that. Like somebody said, and which I believe is so true. Don't just, I want to be, this is what they expect, I want to be in a relationship because, everybody is in a relationship. I need to be in a relationship. What is driving that man? It's not what he's driving. What is driving him? Is it the same thing that is driving him? Is it the same thing? We have passed that era where marriage was just about just come and sit down and be cooking food and doing this and doing that. It doesn't mean you don't cook in your husband's house, you know. Now we are getting to know better that marriage is for purpose. Marriage is for purpose, it's for destiny. It's not just about find a man to come and so that they will save me to our missus. Don't sell your destiny for that. Don't sell it. All those people that are telling you go and marry, when you get married and you enter the wrong hands, all of them will check out. In fact, they will be the first to raise your name in as prayer points or in the gathering of discussion. Can you imagine? So what are we saying? God loves you. You are special. Don't forget that. If you want to marry, give it over to the Lord. It's His plan for you. He will bring it to pass. He will bring the person. It doesn't mean that it's going to be perfect. No, we are humans. But when God is there, when it's someone that God brought, both of you love Jesus, both of you have in mind you are going somewhere, it makes a whole world of difference than when you just go and marry because everybody else is married. I think you can see what happened to the children of Israel when they had kings, the same kings, they were the ones putting them in lots of rubbish. So, I'm saying all this to say that God loves you. You are special in this season of Valentine. Whether it's Valentine, whether it's not Valentine, He loves you. Whether you are perfect, you are not, because He already knows you are not perfect. Whatever good we see in us is God. That's why the scripture says there's nothing we have that we boast. If I know that all that I am is God, what am I boasting about? So He loves you. He has a plan for your life. And He will fulfill it. All in His love. Ah, the love of God. Tell yourself this morning, God loves me. God loves me. I'm special. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. You are special. There are no two like you. You are unique. Unique. See His love. He didn't make two of you. You, unique in your own space. Unique with your gifting, with your abilities, everything unique. And He has a plan for you and He will bring it to pass. I think I'll stop here for now. So, as you go into this day, may His love and let His love surround you. His love keep you. His love guide you today. May His love strengthen you. And may you walk in the consciousness of the love of Jesus today. No matter what, He loves you. Amen. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you because the entrance of your word brings light. Thank you for reminding us this morning of how much you love us. With all our flaws, you continue to love us. I thank you how that love continues to make us better as we submit, the more we submit to this love. Thank you for the way this love makes us better people, better. Thank you, Father. Better sons and daughters of God, better neighbors, better spouses, better friends, better loved ones. Thank you for your love. We submit our hearts to you, Lord, that this love will continue to flow. It's not a prayer because we know it will continue to flow. The prayer is that, Lord, there will be vessels that this love will continue to flow from into other lives. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Thank you for joining in this morning. Aisha, I'm so excited to see you. Don't even know. Please keep coming. I've missed you so much. We've been a lot on the Facebook. I don't know, for some reason, trying to connect the Facebook and Instagram together has been quite an issue. So this morning, I just decided to do Instagram and then post it over to Facebook, because doing the two together has been, yeah, like I say, problematic. But we are still working to solve it. But what we are going to do, this for Facebook people also hear this, most likely what we'll do, just do the recordings and post them out with time, because sometimes the issues can be so complex that keeping to time becomes a problem. And I really don't like that. I don't like that we have not been on time, and I'm using that to apologize. But yeah, so we are working on it. Please bear with us. Bear with us. God bless you. To have a great day, Aisha. Share, everything is okay. May the Lord continue to bless you and keep you and uphold you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, that's all for now. See you again by the grace of God tomorrow. Bye for now.